Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim McLaughlin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James bunts in front of the plate. Bench catches it and throws to first to double up Hundley. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Pappas reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodward hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Tolan reaches second base with a double. Rose moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez is walked intentionally. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Cleo James. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Smith now playing first base. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Angel Bravo pinch hits for Jim McLaughlin. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rose for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tolan takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolan moves to third. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms throws to second for 1, and Woodward throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bench and he is out, Perez applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.